Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston has a storied history with comedy. So see if you can recognize some of these names. Ready? Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, Stephen Wright, Dennis Leary, Sam Jay, Mindy Kaling, Bo Burnham, Bill Burr, Dane Cook, Jennifer Coolidge. Many, many comedians got their start here, and Boston comedy, like the city itself, has been evolving. We wanted to find out about that. Where are we now? Do we have a good comedy scene? How has it changed? So we invited Bethany Van Delft and Ken Reed to join us. Ken is a stand-up comedian. Bethany is a comedian and regular host for The Moth, Story Slams, and Grand Slams. Bethany, you're here in Studio 2. Welcome.
Hello.
Great to meet you in person for the first time.
Yes, so nice to see you in person. You've been a voice for years.
Years now. And Ken, you're on the line. We are voices to each other. Welcome to the show.
I am. You're both disembodied to me, but that's how I like it.
So Ken, I'm going to start with you, and I'm just going to ask you straight up. Do we have a healthy comedy scene in Boston right now?
I think it depends on your definition of health.
All right, so tell me what healthy is to you, and do we have it?
It's an evolving comedy scene. It's still, I think, recovering from COVID, figuratively and literally. It's not the most diverse comedy scene, but it never really has been. And in the trenches, I think the last few years especially, it's kind of discouraged people of different backgrounds and points of view from starting in Boston. So a lot of them moved to New York or LA or Austin or Denver or Chicago to start. And so that's probably not a healthy thing.
All right. So we were going to go there later, but since you zeroed right in on it, let's go right now, Ken. So most of the names, not all of them, but most of the names that I gave at the top are well-known comedians, all white guys. I want to bring in a different voice here. And then Bethany, I'm going to turn to you on this. This is Sam Jay, who is a black lesbian comedian from Dorchester. That's how she identifies in her act. Here's a bit from a set she aired on Comedy Central 2020. And this is about going from Boston, actually, Ken, to L.A.
I'm from a city where the white dudes either do meth or they work plumbing. You know what I mean? But they do something. I never seen so many able-bodied white dudes just sleeping on the street, you know? And I really hated when they would ask me for money, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a black lesbian. I'm never going to give you
So, Bethany, what about Ken's point that, you know, you're a woman of color, you've been in this industry a long time here in the area, you do see somebody like a Mindy Kaling breaking through, a Sam Jay, but are we more of a slog? I mean, we know the history of Boston's reputation. We talk about it in sports here on the show all the time, for example.
Well, I think that for a long time, women of color were just pushing our way into the industry anyway, everywhere, not just in Boston, in New York and Los Angeles as well. And I think we're just in different times now. The gatekeepers are, I don't think they're willing to hear more voices, but I do see that, I think they see there's dollars to make if they give airtime to more voices. And as those gatekeepers resign and die off, and younger and more diverse people take their places, you start to see younger, more diverse voices. And so I will say there have been plenty of people of color that started in Boston. Boston's kind of like a breeding ground, you know? It's kind of like Saturday Night Live, you know? A cast comes on, everybody's new, everybody kind of sucks, and then they grow together, they get better, and they hit their rhythm, and they're a great cast. I'm a fan of Saturday Night Live. And Saturday Night Live, I know that's controversial stance, but I like watching the cast grow together and get better. Also like a baseball team, like the Yankees say. And that's what happens in Boston. People start here, they start to figure it out. They figure out their voices. They start to get a sense of what they want to do in the industry, and then they leave. So we're in. There are a bunch of great people coming up here right now. You do have to go to the shows that they're producing, and you do have to go to the bar shows and where they like to perform, which isn't the comedy clubs in Boston. The comedy clubs in Boston are still not diverse. They still have the same, you know, seven straight white guy showcase lineup with one or two people of color or LGBTQ people. But outside of the clubs, there is a great comedy scene, I think, and lots of really interesting points of view and voices and just young people doing things a different way.
So we're talking with Bethany Van Delft, who's a Boston comedian, and Ken Reed, also a Boston comedian, about the sort of the Boston comedy scene now. So, Ken, I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you one of those seven white guys?
No, I'm the eighth white guy. I'm seven out of eight white guys. No, I never really have been. I am a white guy. I mean, I am a white guy and always have been, but I'm not one of the ones on those sort of traditional shows. One of the things I love seeing, to sort of piggyback on what Bethany was saying, is because of social media and because of the distribution methods that have sort of been given to the people via podcasts and, you know, being able to make really professional videos and do stuff other than just stand up, it's sort of taken the power from those gatekeepers and from the, you know, the seven white guys.
And who are all very funny.
They are.
They're super funny.
But not necessarily in the way that younger people. So one of the things I think that happens is we're not cultivating younger local audiences. So it's people who we have to sort of train to come out and see live comedy. I think a lot of the people that go see, you know, the old school guys or the seven white guys, because that's what they used to do when they were younger. So they keep doing it. But now we need to sort of entice people out to come see live shows and give them something different. And I think when people can get their voice and their style out there through things like TikTok or YouTube videos or podcasts or whatever it is.
Yeah.
People are more likely to come see them do stand-up, even if they've never seen them do stand-up before. But the big difference being they go to see the person, whereas in the past, I think people would just go see, you know, quote-unquote generic comedy, which to me is like going to the movie theater and going, you know, oh, we're going to go see a movie. And it's like, what movie are you seeing? And it's like, well, they have a bunch of, I don't know, we'll just show up and see a movie.
So we're talking to Ken Reed there, also Bethany Van Delft. I want to pick up on that thread. So we're going to play a little bit of sound, sort of the old and the new were, but not to the all the way new. Okay, so here's the old. You've got Stephen Wright, grew up in Burlington, Massachusetts, one of the people in the comedy clubs, you know, when he came forward. Here he is in 1995.
Everywhere is walking distance if you have the time. I used to work for the factory where they make hydrants, but you couldn't park anywhere near the place.
Bethany, you're cracking up.
I love Stephen Wright.
He's the best.
Okay, so at that time, he was different.
Yes.
He wasn't one of the seven white guys at that time. He was a very unique, very different voice. And he allowed so many comedians to be themselves on stage. And Ken is one of those comedians. And, you know, back at the Comedy Studio in Harvard Square in its heyday, some of the strangest, most unusual, unique acts used to play there. And that was just, that was amazing. I loved Ken's style because Ken was kind of telling a story that was just loaded with laughs and funny takes. That wasn't something people were really doing when Ken was doing it. Just like people weren't doing what the kind of absurd one-liners that Stephen Wright was doing when he was doing it.
And Stephen was the first breakout comic from that Boston scene, from the Ding Ho scene. He was the first one to get on TV and was the first one to break out because he was so different. Mm-hmm.
So there's so much I want to pick up on here. We can't do it all. I'm torn. All right, we'll come back to the storytelling in a minute if we have time, because I love that piece of it. But we were talking about this evolution thing, and you, Ken, brought up this really important point of people finding people online first. So let's hit another local who really sort of embodied that. So now we're going to Bo Burnham, right? Hamilton, Massachusetts, broke through, I would argue, basically on YouTube. Here he is, 2021 album Inside.
Welcome to the internet. Have a look around. Anything that brain of yours can think of can be found. We've got mountains of content, some better, some worse. If none of it's of interest to you, you'd be the first.
So before the internet he's talking about there, could a Bo Burnham have made it? Or have we sort of disintermediated how you find what you find funny? Ken, do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we can say he necessarily wouldn't have made it, but I think he would have had to have made it in a much different way. And his act probably would be very different because he would have had to go and slog and tailor his act a bit in order to do well enough in certain settings to continue to get stage time to work on his act. Whereas because he was able to blaze this pathway and reach an audience without having to do that, he was able to build his own audience and build his own style in a way that didn't need to appeal to sort of the masses that were currently the audience. So he didn't have to fit into what the audience was looking for that's there. He could do something new and build a new audience, which I think is amazing and is one of the things Boston has been reticent to embrace. So I think that there's a very old school kind of work on your tight five and you'll get on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, even though it hasn't been on in 30 years. People will still try to work that.
Get in your time machine.
Yeah. And it does, that's not how things are. And so you really need to, if you do comedy now, it could be stand-up, it could be videos, it could be so many things, and it should be so many things. And like Bethany, you know, is a prime example of someone who does a ton of really great, interesting stuff. And Bethany was always a person who I'm like, oh, your life is fascinating and weird. That's what I want to see on stage or hear you talk about, however you do that.
Go, Bethany. And he really did encourage me but when I met Ken, I was just doing jokes that I thought people would laugh at or wanted to hear, and I wasn't great. And then we'd get off stage and we'd hang around telling stories to each other. And Ken would say, why don't you talk about this stuff on stage? Like, you have the weirdest life and you're such a strange person in a, not a bad way. I don't think you meant that in a bad way, Ken. But I just want to say one thing about, everything that you're saying, I agree with, but I do have a little bit more, not optimism, but I will say that there is always a room, or there are always people in the Boston comedy scene that do nurture weirdness, that do love weirdness and give you the stage time and let you do it. So you're not going to get stage time at the mainstream places like the comedy clubs in Boston doing something like Bo Burnham. But, you know, there's an up-and-coming comic, Matt Shore, and he does musical comedy as well. He's fantastic. So he's not going to get stage time at Laugh or one of the comedy clubs. But all of the rooms embrace and love him and love weirdness and uniqueness. So there's hope for us.
And I think there's more conversation to be had here. So Bethany Van Delft, Boston comedian, host of the Moth Story Slam. I do want to point out, you're going to host the Moth at City Space. You're a regular host there. Next show is October 8th. You can find that at wbur.org/events. And also Ken Reed, who was a Boston comedian, did an unbelievably funny segment I watched this morning about 10 years ago, auctioning Debbie Gibson's perfume. So totally check out his storytelling. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR. I'm Tiziana Deering. Tune in tomorrow. More Radio Boston ahead.